Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, you were at Gin Gin last week, and that looked like a whole lot of fun. You running around with a whole lot of kids, but it was for a very important reason.
Yeah, it was a great morning. So it was the Gin Gin Skills and Drills program, and so it was about getting the kids out and about on the school holidays, getting them away from those silly devices, being active, meeting some new friends and learning some new skills. So my officer, Brendan Cullen, out there, we played some games with them. We played a cops and robbers game, very suitable. We did a relay with them where the students dressed up in police uniform. That was hilarious, watching them put my cargo pants on. They were a bit too big for them. And I threw in a bit of touch football too, of course, and we played another game of Rob the Nest. So, yeah, we had a ball out there. It was a great morning.
Now, you mentioned there about playing cops and robbers. Can I have a guess at what you played?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I guess that you played a police officer?
Maybe I did, yes.
Who would have thought?
Except the little robber got away from me, so
well, that,
I'm not doing very good, am I?
I was going to say, if your bosses are listening this morning based on that, you caught them, didn't you?
Eventually, yes.
It takes time. I get it.
I had to warm up.
That's right. Brittany, coffee with a cop. Obviously, we talk about this quite often. So when is the next one?
Yeah, so our next one is actually next week, next Thursday, the 21st of July, and we'll be out at Sugarland for that one. So we're always between like JJ's and Pandora around that area, and we'll be there from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So come on down and have a chat. We've got all the crime prevention information and always happy to talk about whatever issues you've found in the community. So, yeah, come on down.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us this morning on The Big Brekkie. And, well, yesterday kids went back to school. So I guess just a friendly reminder that those school zones are back. And also I've seen that fines have increased. 1K over the limit. Surely not 1K, but it is. You've got to be serious around school zones.
Absolutely, yeah. So school zones are back. Most of the school zones around the Bundaberg Regional Council area are from 7:30 a.m. until 9 a.m. and then start again at 2:30 p.m. till 4 p.m. However, there is that one sneaky one on George Street near Bundy South School that runs all day. So always be aware of your school zones. Look at the time. Make sure you're driving to the limit. And yes, our speeding fines have gone up. So if you're travelling less than 11 kilometres per hour over the speed limit, it's gone up to $287. So, and then so on as you get a little bit faster. So be aware of the school kids. Let's get them to school safely. And, yeah, just look out and about for them.
Very true. And a couple of other things, Brittany, if I wouldn't mind. Cops and Robbers Fun Run is coming up very soon. Two words that I don't think should be put together, fun and run.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Don't worry. So this Saturday at 7 o'clock down at Nielsen's Park, we're having the Cops and Robbers theme. We're joining forces with Bagara Park Run. So come along, come dressed up as either a cop or robber, and you can challenge our local guys in the 5-kilometre run, or just come and see me and get some cool freebies and check out our police car. And, yeah, it'll be a nice morning, a bit of fun.
I'll participate, but I'll be where you are because I'm not running.
Sounds good. I'll see you there.
and just finally, e-scooters. Obviously, last week the council announced that there's another 12 months for our e-scooters. There is a bit of a, I wouldn't say crackdown, maybe education, I guess is the right word, going at the moment?
Yeah, that's what we are aiming for. We just want to educate people and remind people about the rules when they are riding the e-scooters. So always have to wear your helmet. You can't tandem ride, so you must only be one person on the scooter. Also, with the neurons, you have to be 18. So with those orange ones, they have to be at least 18. However, on your personal scooters, you have to be 12 and up. So also definitely not using your mobile phone or consuming alcohol or any other substance. So we're just reminding people about the rules and first and foremost educating. However, there are those fines there if we have to go to that extreme.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you very much. It's 13:32, 4BU. Catching up with Brendan very soon out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine. For Cheshire Machinery, your local Cartier professional dealer.